Bezrat Hashem, we're also dedicating this class for the Rafua Shlema of Sara Gittel Bat Rivka Bina, Ketoch Shal, and the rest of the sweet people of Am Yisrael. People are not sick, they're just tired, and it makes them sick to think that they are tired. So Bezrat Hashem, thank you very much. It's amazing how much that when a man is strengthening himself in confidence and in emunah, how much Hashem is there with him, really, forever. So just need to make another step, always to make another step, another step, another step. If you're not giving up, this is why Rabbeinu said, "En yush ba'olam klal." There is no despair in the world at all. It's yetzera al afetach hatat rovet. He's stuck in the entrance and he cannot get in. He's in the petach. He's in the entrance. He's still outside. Just you can let him in if you call him in. But if you're not going to call him in, he's out. He's an outsider. This is it. He cannot get in. He cannot interfere into your free choice. If you're going to choose right, if you're going to clarify for yourself, who am I, what I want to achieve in life, what I want to do, and you're going to do it, and you're going to fight for that, and you're going to pray for it, and even in your downs, in your failures, you're going to say, all right, so I fell. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Seven times a righteous man can fall. And he can still going to be called righteous. He's falling. First time, second time, third time. You're going to say he's a criminal, he's a poshea. No, he's not. He's a tzaddik. He's a tzaddik. He's falling. A tzaddik that falls. So what? You can be a tzaddik and you fall. V'amech kulam tzaddikim. All of Am Yisrael are righteous. All of your problems that you have is that you saw too many movies. This is it. Yes, you let too many bad information to penetrate into your thoughts. Even if it was a horrifying movie in your living room, and your parents were fighting, it was a bad movie. It was a bad movie that changed your life, that affected your life, and divide you from who that you are. You're afraid to be who that you were because you saw that when you talk, they're shouting at you, they're screaming at you, they rebuke you, they break your spirit. So you said, all right, I have to shut up, I have to close my mouth, I'm not allowed to speak, I have to be polite, I have to be nice, I have to be handsome, I have to be charming, I have to... all of those lies that covered your real beauty. Your real beauty. Because you cannot you're not able to make something so beautiful like what that Hashem is making. You cannot compete Hashem. So whatever, which superstar you chose to imitate, to make yourself look like him, you can never achieve what Hashem made you from the beginning. You think that you have to be tall, and you have to be skinny, and you have to be I don't know what, and all of those. It's all nonsense. Shtuyot. Hashem made you with a certain beauty that nothing can compare to it, because it's the creation of Hashem. Hashem made it. Handmade of Hashem. Tailor-made of Hashem. Elokeim shel elen agar. God is a carpenter. God is a tailor. God is everything. He's creating. He creates you. And you have that beauty you have inside of you. Things. If you're just going to concentrate, you're just going to let yourself be who that you are. Let yourself talk. Let yourself laugh. Let yourself think. Let yourself pray. If you would hear my prayers, you're going to say, we're not sure we're coming to the next class. I'm fighting with Hashem, really, because this is my real point. I am fighting with Hashem. I'm fighting with Him. And I'm doing it in the most honorable way that I can, but I'm fighting. And I'm sharing with you. I'm telling you the truth. This is my point. I'm fighting now. This is those days, it's days of war. I'm fighting. I'm fighting with Hashem. I rebuke Hashem. I'm telling Him, listen. This is it. Get over it with it. With all of those judgments and angers and not anymore. We're not playing this game anymore. This is it. We're not cooperating. This is it. No more. No more.
And I believe, I see, Hashem let me see, Hashem let me see that really this is His real will. Nitzchuni banai, that the children are going to conquer, that the children are going to win, that we're going to beat Him. That He's going to play the angry actor, and we're going to fight with Him. We're going to tell Him, no, you love us. You're not angry at us. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, he can go for 40 days and 40 nights and to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is it. No more decrees. We're not listening to your decrees. Rav Shalom said, if Moshe Rabbeinu was in the generation of the Holocaust, there was no Holocaust. Because he wouldn't let Hashem make no Holocaust. He would fight with Hashem until He would cancel the Holocaust. And if you don't believe in it, so you don't believe in the power of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the decree that was on Mount Sinai was also to lashmid, to kill everyone, to erase Am Yisrael. That was the decree, and he cancelled it. So he cancelled something that was even worse than the Holocaust. Because in the Holocaust, only half of Am Yisrael went. But over there, in those days of Moshe Rabbeinu, everyone was supposed to be erased. And Moshe Rabbeinu was fighting and fighting and fighting. And b'makom she'en ish, ishtadel liot ish. In a place that there is no man, you need to be that man. You need to decide. No, I'm going to push you. No, I'm going to hand you money and success and to be a Talmid Chacham, wisdom. No, I'm going to give it to you. You don't need to claim it. You need to go for it. You need to fight for it. You need to bring it. If you lost something, you need to be the one that's going to go and look for your Avedah. You lost your wife, you lost your Shidduch. You need to find your Shidduch. Maybe you need to find her with a matchmaker, with a Shadchan. Maybe you need to find her in the field with your Tshuva, with your Tfilot. Maybe you need to find her in a different way. To open yourself, open up yourself. To find that place that you can share, that you can bring someone into your life. Maybe. It doesn't matter how. But you need to open that place in your life. You need to change. You need to change. You need to decide. And when you decide, בדרך שבה אדם רוצה ללך מוליכין אותו, in the path that a man wants to walk in, they're going to lead him in that path. You're going to succeed. And if you think that Hashem don't want you to succeed, like we said yesterday, it's a kfirah. You think bad thoughts about Hashem. Hashem wants to give. More than the calf wants to nurse, the cow wants to feed him, to nurse him, to give him. More than he wants to eat. The cow, she wants to give him. She wants to see him grow. Hashem doesn't want you to succeed. So who are you serving? Why you waste your time with the kippah, with the tzitzit? If he doesn't want you to succeed, who are you serving? Of course you believe that he does. You believe that he loved. You believe that he's mercy. You believe that he's... If not, so what are you doing here? Crazy. Go away. Run for your life. The truth is that you do believe, but you have doubts. You have doubts because you failed, because you saw an angry face. You need to fight with your Yetzer Hara that is telling you Hashem doesn't love you, Hashem doesn't care about you, Hashem doesn't listen to your prayers. If Hashem doesn't hear my prayers, so why it's written everywhere that Hashem is Shomat Tfilat Kol Peh, listen to the prayer of every mouth, even my mouth. Why not? Why not? Even animals that are crying to Hashem Yitbarach, like we know from Pirkei Shira. Animals that are crying to Hashem, Hashem is listening to them. They're roaring to find their prey. Hashem is listening to them. Hashem gives them. Because Hashem Yitbarach, this is Him. He wants to answer. Just you need to come. You need to come. And sometimes you have a big test. Sometimes you need to come a lot of times. Sometimes you need to investigate, to put a lot of power. Sometimes you need to do a deep tshuva. Sometimes, but also that. It's because that you ruined something big. It's not because that Hashem is so mean and cruel and he made the your treasure and put it on the top of the Everest, on the peak of the Everest. No, no, it's over there. No, Hashem is not mean at all. קרוב אליך הדבר. It's close to you. בפיך ובלבבך לעשותו. In your mouth and in your heart. But sometimes you're rather to denial. And you don't want to talk. And you don't want to share. And you don't want to do tshuva. And you don't want to admit that you're lazy, that you like popcorn and Coca-Cola and to watch funny things on YouTube and to waste your time and your life and to wrap yourself after lust and desires and to do filthy things and disgusting things that you don't admit between you and yourself that you're so disgusting sometimes. And it's hard for you to admit. This is why you're not reaching what that is under your nose, what that is so close to you, so close. You can, it's here. Just hold it. The tefillah is changing nature. And it's a rule that you cannot change. This rule is stronger than the rules of nature. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided something, and righteous people can change nature. And who gonna be righteous? Who become to be righteous? When they said to Rabbi Nachman Mbreslev that he achieved his high level because he's a grandson of a Baal Shem Tov, he was angry on that. He was makpid on that. He said, even if I would come from the lowest family of Am Yisrael, I would achieve the same level. And Rav Shalom said on that, he said, I'm adding, ani mosif, that if Rabbeinu would come from a lower family than the family that he came from, he would achieve even more. Why would achieve even more? Because according to the down that you had, that's going to be the up that you're going to achieve. You have more experience in life. You learn more lessons. Chaim just told me, if a person now been beaten by a snake, the only way to cure him is by finding a similar poison from a different snake. You need to use the weapon. They damage you in a certain way. You have to be damaged to know how to go out from that situation. Means that only a Baal Tshuva can save people from falling to those places that you can fall to. Only if you were there. En chacham kebaal nisayon. A wise man have to have the experience. How you can talk and convince a person not to go to that pub anymore if you've never been there. If you never experienced nights on nights of alcohol and drinking and laughing on the bar. How can you explain him that it's empty? If for him it's his life, and you live different life, you live in Meir Shearim, how you can explain? You cannot. You can never communicate with him. You can never. It's easier that he's going to drag you to the pub than that you're going to drag him out. It's a lot easier, a lot closer that you're going to fall to him than that he's going to climb up to you. But only a person like us, like each and every one of us, like me, that I know myself, that I was in the lowest places of the world. I'm not afraid to go to those places. I'm still trying to understand what I saw in Amsterdam in those 19 days that I was there before the army. I can still don't understand what I saw with my eyes. There are certain pictures that I saw. I cannot understand what I saw over there. So to go back to those places, it's not a problem for me, because there is nothing over there that attracts me, that I'm looking for in my life. I already been there. I already done that. I already puked from it. I already realized that I don't want it. And I chose differently. So it's not a test for me anymore to find myself in that place. I know exactly what I'm going to do over there. I told you that a few times already. Or that we're going to take some people from there. Or that we're going to have to run out or something. But there is nothing to do. Over there is nothing to look for, except of souls, people that were there. But the atmosphere, the environment, the music, the smoke, it's not going to attract us. It's not going to wake us up to something, to want it. Maybe. No. It's not an option. I know that I don't like it. How you come to that place that you're so strong and solid that you know? Only by the Bodedut. Only by falling to the same place a lot of times in your life, and coming back and back again and again and again to Hashem Yitbarach, and looking on your place, on your status, on the place that you hold, and talking to Hashem Yitbarach on it again and again and again. How can it be, Hashem, that I'm so stupid to fail in the same things again and again and again? And after that I saw it, that it's wrong for me, that it's bad for me, that it's not good for me. How can it be that I failed again? How can it be? Now you asked, now you need to wait for your answer. The one that came to be purified, they tell him, wait. What it means to wait? They're going to check your will. If really you want the answer, or you just want to ask and to fulfill your obligation as the Baal Tshuva. Yes, I'm going to the field, I'm doing Tshuva, I'm trying to pray, I ask Hashem, Hashem is not answering me, and immediately, this is it, we'll ask you. Why? Why so fast? Why you give it up so fast? On $1 million, you're also going to give up so fast? If you lost one coin of 10 agorot, 10 shekels, alright, you're going to look for it for 5 minutes, 2 minutes, this is it. But if you lost an envelope with a check of open check of $1 million, only 5 minutes you're going to look for it and this is it? No! You're going to make a mess until you're going to find it. You're going to call everyone you know, you're going to bring people, you're going to turn on all of the lights, you're going to move all of your stuff out from $1 million. If it's important to you, you will not going to stop searching and looking for it until the last day. Even if you're not going to find it, you don't care. You're there for the searching. You're there for the truth. I want to be clean. I want to be Baal Tshuva. I want to be close to Hashem. Now, what that I'm going to go through, it's another business. I don't care. I know who I am. Who am I? I want to be close to Hashem. Do that. Make yourself closer to Hashem today. Do another thing that's going to connect you to Hashem today. See Hashem in another angle today. Talk to Hashem another time today. Do another confession today. Pray another long Yitbodedut. Lengthen prayer also today. Learn something new on Hashem today. If this is your will, what do you care about the results? L'mavet tozaot. The results are after death. You want to die? You want the results? You want to know what you achieved? Why? What for? What for? If now you're going to be busy on checking what's your results, you waste your time of collecting more diamonds. You have 120 years of collecting diamonds. Now you're going to waste your time of collecting, on counting how much you have in your sack? Why to waste your time? Just take another one, and 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 you'll be a millionaire. Spiritual development that you can achieve in a moment. You know how many words you can say in a minute of Yitbodedut? How many words of Torah you can say in a minute? 1 minute. How many words you can say? It's not a problem to say 50, 100 words. Every word is a mitzvah midoraita of tefillah, of learning Torah. Every word, a minute. A minute of your life. Every day dedicate 5 minutes more. Another 5 minutes. Another 5 minutes. 2 minutes. Pray on an issue, on a subject for a minute a day. A minute a day. 1 minute a day. On a subject. You're going to have 365 minutes after 1 year. It's 6 hours. You pray on that subject for 6 hours that year. 6 hours! With 1 minute a day. A minute! What's a minute? You don't have a minute? To talk to Hashem on your eyes? To talk to Hashem on your happiness? On your happiness! Don't pray on my eyes! Pray on your eyes! On your happiness! You don't need to pray on my happiness! If you're going to be happy, I'm going to be happy also. This is my happiness, to see you happy. I made a trick. I made it easy for me. For me it's easy. Hashem wants us to succeed. And the fact that we failed so many times, it doesn't teach about the future. It doesn't. The fact that you didn't know nothing, something before, and now you're going to sit and learn it, it means that you weren't a doctor, and now you went and you learned for 7 years in the university. It means that you cannot be a doctor because you weren't a doctor before. What's the connection between your past to your future? No connection. Only Yetzer Hara is saying to you, you failed, again, again. You're weak, you're weak. Look, there you failed. What's the connection? But if I'm going to pray on you from now on, if I'm going to decide that I'm going to strengthen myself, and even if I'm going to fail, I'm going to stand up back on my legs again. So I'm not going to achieve 100%. I'm going to have my failures. Right, but you're going to achieve 80%, 75%. You know what you can gain? How much is that 75%? 50%. Even 1% is more than nothing. From dropping everything and giving up and saying, no, it's not for me. I cannot be Avrech Kolel. I cannot learn Yeshiva. To live in Eretz Yisrael, it's too hard for me. To get married, to take all of that obligation. So you lost everything. Everything. And you chose it. Yetzer Hara just offered to you sadness and despair. And he said, alright, I'll take it. Why? 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 Why you take it? Why? You can take something else. You can take something else. You can take something else. You can take yourself to the kollel. You can take yourself to the field. You can talk to Hashem Yitbarach in the place you're at now, in that place that you're at now, in the bus, in the light train. You can talk to Hashem now. What's the problem? Close your eyes, talk to Hashem. Hashem is here. And Hashem can answer your prayers because Karov Hashem lechol korav. Hashem is close to everyone that calls Him with truth. So call Him with truth. Truth. Tell Him I'm empty, Hashem. I'm empty. I'm tired, Hashem. I'm old. I'm weak. I'm tired. I'm poor. I'm mamash, I give up already. I'm after despair, Hashem. I don't have no hope, Hashem. It's a prayer of truth. You're going to be answered. Hashem is going to illuminate your life. Hashem is going to give you light into your life. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was praying for 60 years on what he was praying. He was praying that Am Yisrael is going to pray. that they're going to scream. And the verses are saying that, that only when, Vayitzarku El Hashem, when they were shouting, only then Hashem answered them. You can suffer for a lifetime, and you can be angry at Hashem Yitbarach, you're not scaring no one. Hashem is not afraid from your angers, from your sadnesses, from the fact that you threat to yourself. I'm not going to serve Hashem anymore, I'm not going to... Hashem is not afraid of no one. Hashem is not afraid of you. You don't want to serve Him? Don't! Bye-bye! See you! You're going to come back, don't worry. You're going to crawl back, don't worry. Hashem is waiting, Hashem is here. You need to choose. If you're not going to choose, you want someone else to choose for you? Don't serve Hashem. A big shot, a hero. Alright, don't serve me. Okay, don't serve me. Okay, you have something else to do? Let's go, I'm with you. Where you want to go? Let's go to Amsterdam, let's go to the pub, let's go to LA, let's go to Miami, let's go. Where you want to go to? Where? To England, where you want to? Let's go, let's go. Where you want to go? To Tel Aviv, to the clubs, to this, to that. You want to go to work? Let's go to work. Alright, what you going to find there? Let's go to work. Let's go to work. What you going to find over there? Hell? Massacre? Hell, what you going to find over there? You're going to find people that are suffering, that are blaming themselves, they're chasing after themselves, that they don't have faith, that they don't have nothing in their lives, looking to run away from their fears and anxieties, looking for immediate, fast solutions, drugs and alcohol. You're going to find people on medicines. You're going to find crazy people, sick people, crazy people. And yourself, you're going to lose. Where are you running? And from who? From Hashem that loves you. Hashem loves you. And He wants to hear your prayers. Not because He needs something for you. You cannot satisfy Him. Just His pleasure is because that He loves you. So He likes to see you succeed. He likes to see you grow. And the truth is that Hashem exists. And He is here. And what can He do? You want Him to erase Himself? He is here. He exists. He is the only real truth that there is. So actually the only real truth that you have in your life is to connect yourself to Him. And this is going to be your only success. So what do you want Hashem to do? To let you give up on that? He knows, He exists. What can He do? He would erase Himself if He could. He doesn't need no honor. He doesn't care about no respect. Hashem doesn't need no honor. But for you, if you're not going to be aware to the fact that He's here, you're going to lose life because He is life. What can He do? What do you want Him to do? He cannot quit. He's here. He's eternal life. He is what there is. You want to live also? He wants you to live also. The only way is that you're going to connect yourself to Him. How are you going to do that? There are a lot of ways. Ways of tefillah, ways of tshuva, ways of learning, ways of derech eretz, ways of keeping Torah and mitzvot, holy ways. To come to Eretz Israel, to connect yourself to your roots, to who that you are. Meditate, look inside, observe who you are inside, observe, check who you are, talk to Hashem, express yourself. And if you need to go to a therapist, go to a therapist. If you need to go to some to a friend to talk, go, whatever you need to do, whatever it takes, until you're going to find, who am I? Who am I? What am I supposed to do in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And then when you're going to do that, you're going to find yourself, you're going to find such an amazing illumination, you're going to find light, you're going to find happiness, you're going to find joy. You're going to find the ability to help others. You're going to find a way to fix this world that become to be so corrupted, so low, so filthy. People can kill each other, doesn't think at all, doesn't care about nothing. People don't have no logic, no sechel in their mind at all. Empty. And we can stop it. And not only that we can stop it, we're obligated to stop it. This is our job. Just what happened? The soldiers themselves, they don't believe in their own powers. We don't believe in ourselves. You don't believe that you're a messenger of Hashem. This is your problem. You think that you're an individual, here, all alone, in this frightening world. You need to find yourself, need to find ways of parnasah, need to find your match, need to have children, need to do things. You, me, I am. You're a soldier of Hashem. A soldier of Hashem, he doesn't care about himself at all. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He's serving Hashem now. Now Hashem told you to get married? Alright, get married. If Hashem provides. If Hashem doesn't provide, means He doesn't want me to get married now. I'm running. If you see you don't have powers, all right, it's time to talk. It's time to talk, Hashem. I think I need to get married. I think you're hinting that. I think you're talking to me about it. I think I need to get married, Hashem. What's going on? Why are you holding me back? Tell me, explain to me. And I'm ready to stand and to pray on that until you're going to clarify all of that picture for me. Until I'm going to understand. Because I don't understand it, Hashem. You need to talk to Hashem like you talk to your best friend. And if you're not doing it, you're not doing nothing. When you confess, you need to confess like you're going to confess to your best friend. When you pray, you need to pray like you're going to pray to your best friend. It means you're going to ask from your best friend, from someone that loves you. When you, every part of the tshuva, every part of the itbodedut, you need to do it in front of someone that loves you, someone that wants your success, someone that supports you, someone that provides all of your needs. How many good things you have in your life? To focus on the bad, to focus on the lackings, it's the most stupidest things in the world that there is. There is nothing more silly than that, than to focus on your lackings. You can enjoy life with all of your lackings, with all of your downs, with all of your weaknesses, with all of the things that you don't know how to solve. You can enjoy life. Still, you have a lot to achieve. And why not to focus on that, like we said before? You can collect more diamonds now. You can talk to Hashem on things now. You can do tshuva on stuff now. You can go to the Western Wall again. You can pray to Hashem. You can light a candle to another tzaddik. While you're thinking, do something else. Meanwhile, do another tshuva. Make another step forward to Hashem Yitbarach. Bring Hashem. Invite Hashem into your life. We said, all of the Torah, it's names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you read the Torah, you call Hashem. You call Hashem. You can call Hashem and that He will not going to answer. So ring again. So call again. He's not answering. Call Him again. Until He's going to answer. In the end, He's going to answer. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Kol ha-ma'arich b'tfilato, en tefilato chozeret rekam. He will not going to be empty-handed. You're going to receive what that you asked for. Every prayer, everything you want to purchase, you want to achieve, have certain amount of prayers. Moshe Rabbeinu was praying, Keminyan Va'et Chanan, 515 prayers, filot. And why the Torah is telling us that? The Torah is telling us that only because that there is a certain amount to everything that you want to achieve, even to the greatest things of them all. Alright, so 515 prayers, it's a lot. And when we're talking about the prayers of Moshe Rabbeinu, so even more so, it's tons of tefillot, and well-aimed, well-made, wonderful tefillot. Alright, so you need 700 hours on that topic. Alright, let's say 1,000 hours on that topic. Alright. In 1,000 hours, you're going to achieve it. And if you're not going to do it, you're not going to achieve it. So why not to start? Why not to do 1 hour on that today? And another hour tomorrow? Half an hour today. Half an hour tomorrow. Another half an hour. In 2 years, you're going to have it. In 3 years, you're going to have it. Once in a week, once in a while, you're going to do another 6 hours on it. You're going to give you a certain tzedakah, a mitzvah. You're going to do something. Maybe they're going to clean 1/3 on good behavior. Wonderful. Why not? You can achieve it. But if you're going to give up, you're never going to achieve it. Because Hashem cannot hand you something that's going to ruin your life. He wants your success to be connected to Him. Means that you're going to remember that you received it from Him. Because if you're going to receive it, and not from Him, and you're going to be so arrogant and stupid to think that it's yours, that you created it, so you lost the connection with Hashem. So what you gain? You're going to have a trouble in your life. You're going to have a troublemaker in your life. You're going to have someone that's going to ruin your life, going to stamp on your honor. You're going to someone that's going to break your spirit, going to break your soul. Someone that's going to have to wake you up, to shake you, to wake you up to the fact that only Hashem can help you. Why you need that? If you came to that place, alright. Find a solution. Pray, do tshuva, fix it as much as you can. But if you're not there, if Hashem still haven't gave you what that you were asking for, it's only because that He wants to hand it to you on a silver plate. In a way that you're going to be able to perceive it. In a way that you're going to be able to enjoy from it. Because if you get married, and now you're married, and you not get along with your wife, means you don't realize that your wife is Hashem, you cannot manage with her. You can never live with her. You can never. You can never, you cannot have peaceful, quiet life of peace in a house when you don't have faith, when Hashem is not in the house. Only if Zachu, Shechina Beneim, only if the Shechina is between them, Shechina is Hashem, only then they can communicate. Because he is a male and she is a female and they cannot match. You're different. You're not the same. So you cannot fit. Only Hashem is making it happen that it's going to fit. Only Hashem. And when Hashem is not there, you see, Esh Ochaltam, fire is eating them from inside. They hate each other, they're jealous, they have complaints, they have arguments, they have things, they mamash, they cannot stand spending time together. Everything she's saying makes him angry and annoyed, and he's got so many criticism on her, and everything that, why? And she's not happy with everything that he's doing. And he was just sneezing and she wants to kick him out from the house. Why? What happened? Shechina is not there. The peace is not there. So they cannot match. There is no electricity. There is no life. They cannot match. But when you bring Hashem into the picture, even the most radical, most farthest people can sit together in one place. Am Israel were camped under the mountain Ke'ish Echad, Belev Echad, as one person with one heart. How can Hashem bring peace between millions of people? Yes, Hashem got that ability. Hashem's, his name is peace. Shalom. And if you're just going to let him be part of your life, you're going to have peace in your life. And then it doesn't matter who you're married to. It doesn't matter who you're married to, because you're going to have peace with her. You're going to live a quiet life with her. You're going to love her. She's going to love you. As long as you try to establish your life based on your lust and desires, you can never have peace in that house. Even if you're going to have it, it's going to be like the English word peace. You're going to have only a slice, only a piece. You're not going to have the complete shalom. Shalom means perfection in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh. Shlemut. Shalom from the word shalem. Complete. Not divided peace. Ceasefire. She's not talking on that, he's not talking on that, and they can live together and everything is okay, and the lawyer is between them. It cannot be. She's going to marry that lawyer in 10 years. Only if the peace, the real shalom, is in your house, so you complete each other. You can hear her, you care about her, you listen to her voice, not to what that she's saying, to her voice, to her heart, what she wants to say, that it's hard for her to express. You care. You're sensitive. Only when you lost your lust for women, your desire, crazy, wild sickness for lust for women, only then you can have a heart. A heart is something that you can have only when you're clean. Because no'ef isha chasar lev. Because if you have lust for women, you don't have a heart. You gave your heart to a foreign woman. This is it. You gave your heart. You don't have a heart. You come to your house, you look at your wife, and you don't love her, and you don't care. Why? Because you like that woman on the train, you like that woman in the supermarket, you like that woman on the cab. So this is it. So you gave your love to someone else. So your wife, she hates you. Because she feels you don't love her. And she doesn't even know why. And this is why now you blame her, that she's so stupid, because she's blaming you on things that you never done. Who is stupid? Hashem is stupid? No, you're stupid. You're suffering. You're the one that suffers. Who is stupid? You. You're the one that suffers. Any student belavon? Yeah, just you denial. You denial. I haven't done nothing. I'm avrech. I'm learning Torah. I was working all day long. Why are you blaming me? What are you insulting? What have I done? I was learning Torah all day long. Yeah, right. And you gave it all to the outsiders on 10 minutes walk from the yeshiva to your house. You gave your heart and all of your limud to a witch. She was interesting. She had a red dress. Wonderful. Amazing. Stupid. You lost everything. Stupid. It's a reason to lose your life, to lose your life, to lose your happiness, to lose your joy, to lose your heart. Your heart, you can have a heart. You can have a heart. You don't have it. So you don't know what I'm talking about even. Only when you're going to start sacrificing, you're going to start to understand what I'm talking about, that you can have a heart. Because you don't have a heart. You don't have a heart, so you cannot understand. You You cannot understand the certain smell of something that you never smelled before. Only if you're going to smell it, you're going to feel it. So you have to, first of all, sacrifice. Have to sacrifice. Have to close your eyes. Have to dedicate time on prayers, on subjects. You have to. If not, you're never going to purchase it. You're never going to have it. It's never going to be yours. Have to decide, I want to be pure, and I'm ready to sacrifice everything for it. And the righteous people are saying that all of the suffering that I have in my life, it's only because of that. Because Elokeim shel ele sonei zima, because Hashem hates that lust for women. Because it's so stupid, it's so empty. Empty, empty, empty. And people are ready to sell everything for it, to lose everything for it. And it's empty. It's empty. It's even disgusting. If you're going to think about it, it's the most disgusting thing in the world. It's so ugly. It's so filthy. It's so empty. It's so disgusting. Mamash. Ich, yuck, mamash, nothing in it. What are you looking for? Toilet, for bathroom, what do you need? You have needs. You have waste that you need to get rid of from all of your bad eyesight, from all of your reyot asurot. You need to satisfy your imagination of achieving something that you once saw, that someone once told you that that exists. And for you, it doesn't give nothing. Just emptying yourself again and again and again, and feel that horrible feeling again, and lose your peace in the house again, and come to anger, to frustration, cannot pray, cannot learn, cannot concentrate, cannot do nothing, don't have a heart. How you want to function with no heart? It's your free choice. If you're going to choose to dedicate 30 minutes to pray on it every day, Hashem, I want to be holy. Ata Kadosh, you're holy. Veshimcha Kadosh, and your name is holy. Ukdoshim, and holy people, only they, Yalelu Chasela, can praise you forever. I cannot praise you because I'm not holy. This is why I cannot praise you. This is why I have arguments. This is why I have complaints. This is why I'm fighting and arguing. I cannot accept it because I'm not holy. When I'm going to be holy, I'm just going to say, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. I will not going to see no lacking. All of the suffering is because of lack of knowledge, lack of understanding, lack of faith. Because you defected the covenant, the Pgama Brit. You made something that is not allowed. You waste the power of life that you had, the seed, the source of life that you had inside of you. That comes from the wisdom, from the sechel. That the sechel, this is the place that the soul is hovering on the sechel, on the brain. And the seed is coming from the brain. This is why you see people that are going after that ni'uf, lust for women. You see them after a few years, you see them so empty, so stupid. They stuck in their childhood and they stuck so stupid and so low. And they're so pathetic and you cannot talk to them. You disgust even to talk to them. You cannot talk to them, you cannot communicate with them if they're so stuck in it. I took my children to optometrist to buy glasses. There was an old person in that store, selling in that store, and he's looking. He's over, I think he's something like 70 years old, and he's looking on girls, on women, walks across the street, and he's saying, "Wow, look at those women! Look how they look so good." You disgust from him. 70 years old, you cannot even function, and you have desires, you cannot do nothing with yourself, you're so old, you cannot move. And you're so sick, in imagination, in a dream, that one day, maybe, the grave is closer to you than satisfy your lust and desires. You can never be satisfied. You give him 100, he wants 200. You give him 200, he wants 400. Whatever you're going to give him, he will never going to be satisfied. One small organ in the body of the person, only if you make him starve, he's going to feel full. And if you feed him, he feels hungry. As much as you're going to give him more and more, he's just going to have more appetite. He needs more and more and more. So what are you doing? You're digging your own grave by satisfying your lusts and desires. And answering yourself means making up answers to yourself. Excuses, exactly. Make up excuses to yourself. Why you have to and why you need to. instead of taking yourself seriously in your hands, take yourself daily to the field. Stop arguing with Hashem. Stop fighting with the one that loves you. Do tshuva. Admit on the truth. You don't know how close it is to you. You don't know. You think, oh, I sinned so many times. I'm already 40. I'm already 50. I'm already I don't know what. You don't know. Arab is talking on everyone but me. I'm lower than everyone. It's all scams of the Yetzer Hara. When you're going to confess one time with truth, one time, really from the heart, you're going to feel the change. One time going to change so much. One candle can illuminate darkness a lot more than all of that darkness. You're going to bring one candle into the darkest room of them all. You can find yourself. You can already manage. 1 hour, clean, good, 1 hour, already going to purify so much. And half an hour daily, going to change your life from one side to the other. Going to change your life. It's a promise. It's a Gemara. You don't need my promise. It's a Gemara. It's Likutei Moharan. Torah 52 in Likutei Moharan. Everyone that is lengthening in prayer is going to be answered. You're going to be answered. And now it's time to pray for everything. For the most important things. For things that you're afraid even to ask from Hashem Yitbarach. What's the problem? What's the problem? Why not? Why not? Why not? Hashem wants to give you. Just believe in it. And the proof that you believe is that you're going to be practical. That you're going to take those words and going to go with them to the field. And in the beginning of your Yitbodedut, say to Hashem, please Hashem, let me keep those words. Let me do that Yitbodedut. Give me the power now to be consistently doing the same thing, routine, every day. Like my Shachrit, like my Mincha, like my Ma'ariv, like my Birkat Hamazon, like my all of my good habits. Also to have half an hour every day on purifying myself, on cleaning myself. Because I'm still filthy. I still need to be washed. So please, until I'm going to be totally clean, to pray on the prayer. Litpalel ala tefillah. Pray 5 minutes on the prayer and then start doing tshuva and start requests and asking Hashem, please give me, please Hashem, make me holy, even if it looks impossible. You have all of the powers. You can do whatever you want. You can change me. You're right. Without your help, I cannot conquer my Yetzer Hara. But with your help, I can. And I will. And if you gave me prayers, by that I'm going to learn that you want to save me. This is why you gave me prayers. You gave me the weapon. The main weapon, the Zohar HaKadosh is saying, it's the prayer. En kochenu ela mapeh. The power that we have is our mouths. So you're going to pray. Without a heart in the beginning. Boring prayers. Hashem, let me be holy. Hashem, let me be holy. Hashem, let me guard my eyes. Hashem, let me guard my eyes. After 2 weeks, suddenly you're going to find yourself remember scenes from your life. You're going to confess. You're going to cry. You're going to ask in a very nice way. Take it. Be happy with it. And be ready. It's a journey. It's going to take you a while. But in the end of that journey, what that you're going to achieve is a heart that you can sense, that you can feel. That you become to be a human being again and not an animal that's been led by lusts and desires. You're going to become to be a human being, a sensitive person, a thinking person, a wise, a holy. You can have divine spirit, Ruach HaKodesh. The divine spirit cannot be on a person that is defecting the covenant that is Pogem B'Brit. First of all, have to be holy. So on that, it's a good thing to spend your life, all of your life, achieving one point in Avodat Hashem. It's better than to know all Shas, and to know all Poskim, and to be Rav, Dayan, Rosh Yeshiva, whatever. Than to fix one Midah. One Midah is bigger than all of it. Thank you, Chazak Baruch. Thank you, Rav.